My name is Jeff Lerner, and I interview elite performers from a wide range of disciplines, entrepreneurs, athletes, celebrities, scientists, artists, and more. This is Unlock Your Potential. So I want to talk real quick about the number one mindset shift required to succeed as an entrepreneur and the underlying principle that until you get it, it's going to keep you stuck and you're not going to be able to go there. So the big mindset shift is, and it comes down to the basic unit of what entrepreneurship requires, which is something that someone will pay for. Once you have something that someone will pay for, and I mean willingly, not manipulatively or coercively because you used fake scarcity or, you know, aggressive copywriting or you tricked them into buying it. I mean something that someone genuinely sees value in and wants to pay for. That once you have that, then you figure out how to scale it, you figure out how to dial in the economics of it, you figure out how to dial in the delivery and fulfillment of it and the sales and marketing of it. But like fundamentally, do you have a something that someone will pay for? And the challenge in this world is that we are reared our entire life to believe that we are someone that someone will pay for, that our fundamental value to the economy and really to each other is our existence. It's our time, it's our labor, it's our effort, it's our skill perhaps that we've learned and that we can trade as time and effort for money. We are very comfortable with the idea of ourselves as a someone that someone will pay for, perhaps a someone doing a something that someone will pay for, but to create a something in and of itself that is independent of the someone. In other words, I have created this invention or this machine or this process or this framework or this course or this, there's this music, this art, right? There's a million somethings that someone can create that someone else will pay for that are independent of the creative someone. But we don't think that way. We think that, well, if someone's going to pay me, it's going to be because I'm going to show up and do something. And here's why I think we tend to be stuck in thinking this way. This is that underlying principle that I was talking about. Because honestly, let me set the stage for this. It's not that hard to think of something that someone will pay for. People are like, I don't know what to do. I can't imagine an entrepreneuring way to get free and not always have to be so in it and giving of my time and, you know, draining my life away, just trying to get money to live and ideally to thrive. And it's because we aren't trained. We haven't habituated ourselves to constantly be scanning the world going, well, what's something that someone will pay for? What's something, I mean, in the whole Japanese ikigai concept takes it even deeper. What's something that someone will pay for that I actually would enjoy and would make a positive contribution to the world and that I'm qualified or good enough to help create? So the something that someone will pay for that's independent of us, the someone that creates it, we're just not conditioned to think of the world this way. And I think this is why. This is the underlying principle that I think is why we don't see the world this way. Is because we don't like to take the risk. We perceive it as a risk to give without expectation or understanding of what we're getting in return. We don't like to give selflessly. We don't like to give hopefully. We like to give in exchange for like a contracted dollar amount or in exchange for a relationship dynamic where we know we're going to get something back in return, or at least it's feeding into like the expectations of a relationship. We aren't really habituated to just give. But the creation of something that someone will pay for requires that we give all this time and energy and effort and concentration and focus into the creation of a thing before we really know if anybody's going to pay for it, certainly before we know how much they're going to pay for it, or even before we know how we're going to get someone to pay for it. And so because we traditionally don't like to give without expecting or understanding what the reward's going to be, we don't go through life looking for ways to solve problems or to create something that someone would pay for, because we don't go through life seeing exactly what we're going to get out of taking the time and energy to do so. And yet, if we did, my hypothesis as an entrepreneur is and I try to live this way, and I think I've experienced this, there's this endless like field of things that we can do and create, and some things that someone would pay for, but because it's not already, you know, preset what we're going to get back, we don't go through life that way. And then we end up stuck again, habituated to the idea that the only thing in my life that someone would pay for is me. And therefore the only thing I have to trade is my time. And maybe I can increase the value of that time by layering skills on top, but it's still the same fundamental trade, because I'm not willing to take the risk of creating things that could be the something that someone would pay for other than me. So there you go. Hope that's inspires you to live a little differently, think a little differently, and maybe do some things that could set you free.
Hey, it's Jeff here. If you liked this episode of Unlock Your Potential, it would mean so much if you would like and share the episode on whatever platform you're listening or viewing on. And if you really like what we're doing here and you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review. There is so much work that goes into these episodes, and you leaving a positive review lets us know that that work is reaching people, and especially it helps us reach other people. Your review could be the reason that someone else decides to tune in, check out this podcast, and unlock their potential and ultimately level up the quality of their life. So thank you so much for your support and for listening, especially if you like or share or leave a review. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and thank you for unlocking your potential to go make the world and your world a better place.